right. Good morning. So, do any of you remember the story of Hezekiah? One time, there was a big army going to come, and it had already destroyed many other countries. And this king wrote a letter to King Hezekiah, and he said, I have destroyed many other countries. You might as well just give up right now and just throw in the, you know, they hold the white flag. Just give up because I'm coming, and no other gods have been able to stand behind defend the people, and your God can't defend the people either. And Hezekiah knew this was a very big army, and he was very scared. And he, in those days, they would tear their clothes, and they put like ugly clothes on them. And he just took that letter, and he held the letter out on the table, and he prayed to God. He said, God, I'm giving you this letter. I can't do anything. You need to do something. So the verse says, and Hezekiah received the letter in the hand of the messengers, and he read it, and he went up to the house of the Lord. That means he went to the church, actually, and he spread it before the Lord. And we can do that. Anytime you're sad or afraid or anything, you can bring that to the Lord and say, Jesus, help me. That's all you can say. Sometimes people are so sad and so bad. All they can do is say, Jesus, help me. And that's what Hezekiah did. Jesus, help. And he did help. They didn't even have to fight. The angels fought for them. Well, about a few weeks ago, I had a situation where I had to pray to Jesus because I couldn't do anything. So let me first tell you, I have these little chickies. I incubated some eggs and had these little cute little chickies. You see, my dogs even like the chickies. And then they grew bigger. And then I put them outside because in the house, it kind of smells. And they like to be there where it's sunny, you know. So every day I had 7 chickens, and I would take them, well, I still have, but I'd take them outside, and then at night I'd bring them in again. Well, now I don't remember what the next slide was, but anyway, I did that the one day. This was a few weeks ago. They were smaller, and I counted 6. That is weird. I just thought I put 7 in there, but there were 6. And I ran back into the laundry, and I started looking. Ah, I couldn't find the chickie. And I was imagining I could hear something crying. It was in my head, but I literally thought I heard something. And I'm looking up, and I've got the cleaner, and I was dusting, and I vacuumed, and I looked behind everything. I was frantic, and I ran back outside, and I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, ran back in the house. I looked. I can't find it anywhere. Open the cupboard, but I think I'm hearing, but it's more in my head. I was worried. Ran back outside, and I counted. Ran back inside. Then I thought, I have to pray. I got nothing to do. I can just imagine this little chickie dying by himself, this tiny little chickie becoming a dried old raisin and suffering. I was thinking about that. I said, Jesus, please help me. And then I thought, go back and count again. So I went back. I only saw 6. And so you see that middle thing, that food thing? I moved it. And the chickie was underneath there. And he was like, oh, it's squashed, you know what I mean? And then I moved him, and he straightened up, and he was okay. And he's okay. Oh, I was so relieved to find the chickie. And so that reminded me, that reminds us of another story in the Bible where, you know the story where the man lost 1 sheep and he had 100, but he was so worried. And that's how Jesus is for each one of us. If we're all saved and we all go to heaven, but one person isn't, it will be so sad. Because we were all saved, but one person chose not to follow Jesus. So Jesus loves each one of us so much that he died for us. Even if it was just one of us, he wants to save us all.